are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Welcome to It's Our Time, the podcast that presents conversations that start in the salon. And because of the value of the content, we bring it to the podcast where we continue the conversations of our everyday living, overcoming life obstacles, and finding purpose. Our intent is to connect through our issues, bond in our friendships, and grow through our sharing. Hi, my beautiful listeners. I'm Belinda K. Baker, your host, bringing 35 years of being a stylist, a salon owner, and an author to the conversation. And in the spirit of sharing the power of the conversation, we connect through our experiences, our fears, our hopes, and our dreams. The conversations help us to look for and find solutions for our daily problems, obstacles, and ultimately, it helps guide us to better understanding of our passions and purposes. And in each show, we commit to bring three things and share them with you. The power of the conversation, a sip of beauty tea with Miss B, and be inspired, inspirational moments. And don't forget to catch our weekly show every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. and catch it on your favorite podcast network while relaxing at home, or go to uptomeradio.com, up the number two, meradio.com, and click It Is Our Time and subscribe and begin listening. So today, we're going to continue the series on recognizing your voice. And I'm honored to actually speak in an arena that is kind of touching home for me, in that I'm preparing for the big R, retirement. And my guest and I have spoke on many occasions about what does that look like? What does that feel like as you have put so much time into your career, your family, all of those things and people that were important. And now you find yourself at a place that it's self-care time. And so Miss Margaret is bringing all of her wealth of knowledge to the conversation today as a licensed professional counselor. She is committed to helping women through her experience. And some of her accolades include her extensive experience in training and having a great passion for working with women that are dealing with very complex trauma issues like domestic violence and abusive relationships, sexual abuse, and alcohol and chemical addictions. And I love that she says that each woman has a unique journey and a significant voice. And so in her career track, she worked for a Fortune 500 company for 30 years. She put herself through school at nights and on weekends and earned both a master's and a doctoral degree in counseling psychology. After she left her corporate job, she went on to further a new career as a psychotherapist and opened her own private counseling practice and joined us in the ranks of entrepreneurship. And over the last 3 years, she has been the director of a federal grant aimed at treating women who are learning to live with HIV and AIDS. And so, Ms. Margaret, welcome.
Thank you.
I learned so much in your bio that I did not know all of these years.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're just glad. We're glad that you were willing to come and share with us in the conversation today about recognizing your voice. Mm-hmm. And that can mean so many different things when you say recognizing your voice. But in particular, I've told you time and time again, you inspire me. I look at you and I look at your vibrancy of life that I don't think of age. I think of experience. I think of wisdom. I think of knowledge. And I think of a person who's willing to share all of those things with anyone she comes in contact with. And when I read your bio, I understood why that vibe came across because of the passion that you have for empowering women. Did that start early? Did you recognize that as part of your track early in life?
Well, I appreciate you asking and for saying the kind things. That's good to hear that someone can say those things about mm-hmm. you, that I recognize you as being this, because that's not always how we think of ourselves. That's not always how I think of me. I would say the thing that happened the most to have the most influence is that many years ago when I was young, I learned that if you ask God for something, he will give it to you if it's in your best interest. And one of the things that I would pray for is wisdom. Oh, Lord, give me wisdom.
Yes.
Because if I had enough wisdom, I could do just about anything.
Wow.
So I prayed for wisdom.
Yes.
I thought it would come in a different way. I thought there'd be a lot of other things that would accompany that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in the way that he shared what was for me, this is how it how it's being demonstrated.
Love it. Love it. Wisdom. Wisdom. That's powerful. That's powerful. Because he has all. He
yes.
knows all. So if you're getting your wisdom through God, then he transfers that right on over to you. But now, were there moments where even in acquiring an understanding along the way that you doubted yourself, doubted that path that you were on?
Oh, not just moments, years. Yes, because many times I would feel like just totally lost.
Mm.
Totally lost. I've experienced so many different kinds of isms over my career, you know, racism, ageism, sexism, gender inequality, pay inequality, a lot of those things. And all of those type of negative social demons that we experience are designed to bring you down. They're designed to destroy, to hurt, and to just break down what women bring to the table.
Yeah.
So I learned a long time ago in my career that when I went into an office where I was one of three African-American women, African-Americans, period, in the whole unit, I learned that it was important for me to become a role model because I didn't have one in the industry that I worked in. There wasn't anybody that I could look to or talk to and say, well, sister, how did you do it? What did you do?
Right.
So the three women that were, the three of us that worked together pretty much kind of banded together and decided we would be role models for others coming up. It wasn't so much conscious that we're going to be out front. It was for survival.
Mm.
We're going to exceed. We're going to make it in spite of.
Right.
We're going to do our best job. And we want to be recognized
right.
for it. So the struggle, yes, the struggle was there. The struggle is real, as
it's,
they say,
it's real.
Right?
It's yes. real. It's real. It's the struggle of being a woman.
Yes.
Much less all of the isms that you just shared with us. Any one of those could have literally took you out of the game, so
yes.
to speak.
Yes.
That not only did you get the career, get in a career. You went back and you got more education, more credentials, more things to qualify you along your path with the education. Now, when you work with the women that you've worked with, mm-hmm. how do you take what you've gone through and then you help them to get from some of those places, that have put them into, areas that's just not good.
It's a dark side, being abused, being traumatized, and some of the kind of things that mm-hmm. women do go through. And I learned from my work, some of it starts when women are babies mm-hmm. and younger, and I won't get into all of that, but it's something that happens, not just a one-time thing. It could be developed over a lifetime. So when I would see a woman who's fully grown and looks as though she's got it all together, and she just totally breaks down and reveals so much of what has happened to her in the past, not only is it sad, and not only is it criminal in a lot of ways what has happened to her, but it has taken away her voice. It's taken away her energy to care for herself and to remember that she is a significant person.
I like what you just said, because when I was looking at doing this particular series, Recognizing Your Voice, it resonated with me, being a stylist, having women that sit in the chair that in all different genres of life, but there was a consistent theme that comes across, and that is, as soon as you think you've got it, life throws you a curveball. Now you got to figure out my next move, my peace, my joy, my happiness. Where does that come from? And so when I was doing, the piece of saying, what does recognizing your voice mean? There were so many different titles that you could put to it. Mm-hmm. And you're in one of those significant places where you've accomplished so much, and you deserve your peace and your happiness in your retirement. So as you look back at all of those accolades, all those accomplishments that happen as a part of your career track, helping so many women along the way, being a part of fantastic groups and committees along the way, when you find yourself at this juncture in life, what was that like for you?
Well, I've had a couple of retirements, as you mentioned. Surely leaving a Fortune 500 company after 30 years mm-hmm. is drastic. But I went right on into opening up a practice and getting involved in that. So leaving that was difficult. Mm-hmm. But then I picked up on it shortly after by going into the federal grant program and working there. Mm-hmm. So now that is all over, and technically my career has ended.
Okay.
Because I've decided it ends. Mm-hmm. I've decided. I'm in charge.
I love it.
I decided it's over. That part is over. And now it is time for me to begin chapter 2.
Mm.
And so I decide where it's going.
Yes.
I know now who I am. No apologies or anything,
I think,
right?
What is that word they say? Unapologetically you?
Yes. Exactly. And so I can decide, this is what the rest of my life will be like. I have not had a really hard life.
Right.
I don't have some of the same experiences that many of the women that I talk to have had. I guess when I look back, I have been so extremely blessed. Mm. And I've had a great support system, with the women in my family. Just awesome support. I've got some very strong women in my family. I'm trying to raise very strong women, and I think that I'm doing a pretty good job.
You're doing really well, yes.
And granddaughters.
Yes.
So, I've got a great support system, and my husband's absolutely awesome in being able to be there to say, whatever you want to do, it's your time.
I love
this. This is for you. What do you want to do? And I'll support it 100%. So now, the first few weeks,
okay,
it's been... since December.
Okay.
December 31st was my last day. So in the beginning, January rolled around and it brought a new year, new opportunities. You could see the future out there, but it was also a little bit scary. when you're accustomed to getting up and going every day and not having to,
right?
You wonder, what do I do today? Well, anything you want to, and that sounds good until you realize, well, I don't know really how that's going to be or what that's going to be. So for a few weeks, I'll admit to just wondering, mm-hmm. you know, and feeling mm-hmm. a little bit disoriented.
Okay.
But I think coming here, too, to the salon and talking with my wonderful stylist and with you and the women here, and then just making, knowing that there is a cushion. There are other women who feel like I do.
Right.
And I've met some of them here.
Right.
And we've communicated. The main thing that I've learned is getting involved in what can be a passion. What is a passion if you have it? Mm-hmm. Developing a new hobby, doing something, anything that keeps the brain active, keeps mm-hmm. the brain alive, keeps you young. And so it's always been my thing. I love reading. I love doing, I love the art galleries and museums. And so now I've started to paint.
Yeah.
And painting is my new passion.
Yes.
I've always loved art. My husband's an artist, so I've always loved art and been surrounded by beautiful art. But now it's time for me to express myself through my work in a different way.
Yes.
I learned that my motto for this year, you know, you have to, if you choose a word to express what you want for this year. So my words are creative gratitude. Mm-hmm. How do I express gratitude to all the parts of my life, all the things that have come to make it so that today I can say it's been a good ride?
Mm-hmm.
And
I like
being
that.
Grateful. I'm extremely grateful. I'm extremely grateful I have my health. I have a wonderful family. And, you know, I have the ability to say, I want to do this and mm-hmm. go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So being creative. And now I've done some paintings. And I'm actually giving them away.
I had a chance to actually, you bought Danielle one. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. I can see you in it.
Oh, thanks.
You know, the smile, you know, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It was bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, hey.
Exactly. Hey, I'm here mm-hmm. and I'm reinventing myself, I guess, because I want to be more free. I'm not constrained by things that, you know, that can't constrain a working woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now free. I can sleep mm-hmm. late if I choose or not. So it's a good time right now. And to be able to say to other women, this is a time when you can be all the things you've been planning to be.
Mm-hmm.
All the growing up that you've done. Well, now here we are, grown women. We
right.
can do
right.
what we want to do.
Right.
But if you have a voice, if you have learned how to use your voice, and that's the thing that I've tried so hard to teach women that I've worked with, to be able to say to yourself mm-hmm. Who you are as the best you can be,
mm-hmm.
and you can be better. And then to be able to say to the world, yes, I am. I am good. I am worthy. I am valuable. I am exciting all by myself. I am ready to take on what it brings. And then when you have adversities, if you know that for me as being a daughter of the Most High God,
yes.
I am able to
yes.
go and do because I have the strength
yes.
from the one who gives all strength.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. You spoke to so many different conversations that you know, I've heard, like you said, in the salon, because this truly is a topic that comes up at least 5 times a day,
mm-hmm.
at least. And not only from the women that are at the retirement age, but I also hear it from the young girls who are like, so I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to work that hard and then end up, you know, not liking what I'm doing and who I've become or those type of things. So the young girls are watching us.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching how we live our lives. they're watching whether we're really happy, or is that that pretend? I think social media has kind of opened up that whole conversation of is that true, or is that just what we want to post on there? Having all of your background, what would you say is the biggest part that a person should tap into in terms of their voice that helps them get to a place of peace and happiness?
It's inside of us. It's inside. And no matter how battered or bruised or beaten down a woman may be, mm-hmm. she still has an inner beauty. Mm-hmm. It may not look like that to the social media critics of the world, you know, but inside she's still beautiful. And if we can remember that we have that inner beauty,
yes,
that one day it will shine through.
Yes.
It may not look the way we would like. It may not look the way we once were.
Right.
Because every lick that you take, mm-hmm. however it comes, whether it's figuratively or literally, you know,
right.
but every lick
right.
diminishes
right.
the beauty.
Right.
But we have to remember, it doesn't diminish my beauty.
Yes.
It doesn't diminish my strength.
Right.
And just hold on, I guess, is the best thing. You know, the word that I use the most when I work with my clients is hope.
Oh, I like that.
It's hope. No matter how desperate it seems at the moment, no matter how mm-hmm. bleak it seems or how hard the storms come, hope is the one thing that will get us through.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, Miss Margaret, you have shared so much in this Power of the Conversation about recognizing your voice, even in, I don't know that I want to use the word even retirement, although we know what that means. It's as though you had a transitional moment each time. That kind of catapult you to the next place in life. And now you're here being able to make your decisions, being able to say, this is where I want to be doing what I want to do, and being able to stand firmly on your voice of, yes, what was it?
Creative gratitude.
Thank you for sharing with us today. Our listeners, I know that they are going to get a lot out of what you've said, and it'll live on the podcast on uptomeradio.com. Listeners, that's up2meradio.com. You can go out there, subscribe, like the shows that are out there, be a part of our ongoing conversation. It doesn't just stay in the salon. It goes to the podcast as well. And we are now going to go right into a sip of tea with Miss B. And during this time, we're going to talk a little bit about what I love to do, which is teach, educate, and bring awareness to beauty and fashion and style myths or truths. And one of the things that we want to talk about from the salon when we were interacting with the clients is that, will rice water make my hair grow? That's a good one. I don't know if you remember, Miss Margaret, we actually had women bringing in rice water, wanting us to use it on their hair. And some of them actually looked at your hair because your hair is absolutely beautiful and long and luscious, and you can wear it in many different styles. But in this segment, we want to talk about the truth of whether rice water makes your hair grow. The answer is no. That while rice water in itself, it contains minerals and vitamins, and it helps really just to kind of balance the scalp in its normalcy, because the scalp holds the hair. So you need the scalp to have a healthy environment so that your hair follicles will be strong and promote a healthy hair that's growing. But rice water by itself will not make your hair grow. And it's because your hair growth is an internal thing. It's not an external thing. So although you're helping the external aspects of the scalp, you're not really doing anything to the internal aspect of your hair growth function. So the best thing you can do to promote the best conditions for healthy hair growth is to maintain a healthy diet, to exercise. That helps to reduce the toxins that's in your body by sweating them out, and also to shampoo and deep condition your hair regularly. We recommend about every 7 to 14 days. It just depends on your lifestyle. So again, will rice water make your hair grow? Not by itself. In closing our show, we want to leave you with a Be Inspired inspirational moment to encourage, inspire, and remind you of your purpose this week. Our quote for the week, just beneath the surface, your breakthrough is waiting. Just hold on, because it's much larger than you could ever imagine. Breakthroughs aren't usually obvious. On the surface, it just looks like a mass of unending, repetitious movements, much like being surrounded by the ocean. We all need breakthrough moments in our lives, and when we're struggling perhaps with depression or financial issues or even relationship challenges, just remember that when you concentrate and focus on looking beyond the surface, the image hidden beneath materializes and you can receive your breakthrough. You can get the entire motivational message by visiting up2meradio.com and subscribing to our show. Or you can join the Be Inspired Facebook group of It's Our Time. So remember, we promise on each episode to share three things: the power of the conversation, a sip of beauty tea with Miss B, and a Be Inspired inspirational moment. And remember, you can catch our weekly show every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. as you're driving into work or on your favorite podcast network. We want to thank you, Ms. Margaret Galvin, for joining us today and sharing your voice in retirement. And I would love for you, if you would, share some final thoughts for us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really been a pleasure talking with you. And I would just share, for any woman who's going through anything, a struggle, there is hope. Just, I guess, in the words of Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive, because it will make a difference in your life. Continue to be beautiful.
I love it. I love it. So, listeners, thank you for joining our conversations today. We want to hear from you, so please share your concerns, your thoughts, your triumphs, and celebrations with us at info@up2meradio.com. Visit our website and subscribe to the show for show alerts of podcasts, research information, and chances to win gifts and prizes. And as always, until next time, remember, everyone has a story to tell. What's your story?